Thank you for joining us again today. In Genesis, we read about God creating everything we see in this universe and in this world. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5 talks about the Old Testament priesthood, which was a shadow or an outline of what already exists in heaven. God has designed our world to be exactly like what is in heaven, which is his home. But because mankind had bowed the knee in obedience to Satan, what God had made in our world has become both tainted and is fading. We can all agree that there are things in this world that are not favorable to have and to happen. Whether someone is having a bad day, or if they're sick, or someone has died, no one likes that and they don't desire it. No one enjoys the frustration and anger. These things bring about unhappiness, which in turn causes us to seek more and more for whatever we think would bring us happiness. But originally, God created everything on earth like it is in heaven because he wanted to make us happy. He created all things good. Now, when something is like another, it has, by definition, the same characteristics or qualities as the original. But yet, it is not the original. When I was in high school, I took typing class. And in typing class, when we needed to make a copy of something, we used what was called a carbon sheet, which we placed between the front page and the second page. And when we typed a letter, the indention of the letter would go through the carbon onto the second sheet of paper. This is how we had a carbon copy. So the carbon copy would not be as good as the original. Even now, digital copies could lack the quality of the original when using a device that is not as high quality as the original device used. God is the highest quality in this case, and we are not. We can be what is considered high quality on this earth, but we are still limited while in this world. 1 John 3 verse 2 says that we are the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he, Jesus, shall appear when he comes again, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But even in eternity, we will never be as big as good as, or as high as God Almighty himself. He is God, our Creator. We shall always be his children. It is not bad that we will never be as much as God is. We should embrace, however, the fact that the one who made us will forever love us as children, his children. We may not be original like him, but we are a different like, and he has no shame in that. Let's look at some scripture now concerning the like and the different. First, let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. When it says in his image and in his likeness, those two words basically mean in his shape and in his character. When God made man, God made him to look like him, and God made him to be like him. God is not some blob in space or something. He looks like us, only bigger. The way God made us, our children look like us. They may share one or two characteristics of the mother or the father, but they start to look like one or the other as they get older. And some of them look exactly like their parents when they get older. God didn't create us in the beginning to look like someone else. He wanted us to look like him, and we had the same characteristics as him. Now let's go over to chapter 2 of Genesis and look at verse 18, 21 through 23. Starting with verse 18, it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help, meet for him." Verse 21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. I want to refer to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28, when it says, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. Why? Because originally she came from his body. Anyone who hates his wife hates his own self. And that may be why some men don't like their wives. They can't even like themselves yet. So God made man in his own image and after his own likeness. Then God took of the man and made a woman, whom he called a part of himself. Now let's go over to the New Testament, Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. It says, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, itself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. To be joint heirs with Christ means that we are in the shape and character of Christ. He is our Lord as well as our Savior. So we must be his disciples and God's children, and strive to be like him. One more scripture I would like to refer to is Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 39. Starting out, a lawyer asked Jesus, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Then Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So before the fall of man, God made man in his own image and after his own likeness. But when God redeemed mankind from the effects of sin, he again made us in his own image and after his own likeness only through Christ this time. And of the example of the man loving his wife because she came out of his own body, we are to love others because they came out of the same spiritual birth that we did, through Christ. With the creation, God has given us an example of how we should be looking at him, ourselves, and others through the understanding of his own eyes. He sees things differently than we do, but wants us to learn to see like he does, even if our own eyes are dim by his own standards. The more we focus on God, the more our eyes are open and we can see him, ourselves, and others better. The question may be asked, why did God create things similar but different? The answer can be found in this. God has given each of us something that he himself has. It is a will. Our will gives us the ability to choose to love God and others, to be unique. Our personal experiences may be different from others because we can choose what experiences we want to partake in. Just as Adam and Eve were able to choose who they bowed the knee in obedience to in the Garden of Eden, we have the right to choose whether or not we want to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. God had a right to choose whether or not to set a plan in motion to rescue us from the effects of sin, and in turn give us his Zoe life so that we can now be called the children of God, as 1 John 3 verse 1 says. God did not have to choose to do so, but he wanted to because of his love for mankind. He made the choice, and it's up to each of us to make the choice to love God or not. So what are advantages of being like Jesus? Well, first of all, let me say that Hebrews 1:3 says, who, talking of Jesus, being the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. When it says the brightness, it means reflected brightness, like sunlight off the moon. And when it says the express image, that's the Greek word from where we get character from. It means precise reproduction. Both Greek words are unique to this verse, only appearing in Hebrews 1 verse 3. So Jesus, God in the flesh, all man and all God, walked this earth as the reflected brightness and precise reproduction of God Almighty. When Jesus was transfigured in Matthew chapter 17, it's no wonder that God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So again, what are the advantages of being like Jesus? I'd like to give you four things. One is, we have the same authority as Jesus. In Luke chapter 9, verse 1, Jesus gave or extended the disciples power and authority. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus told his disciples that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Jesus gave them the power to use his name to cast out demons. We too have power, but we shouldn't use it so carelessly. There are a lot of people just using the name of Jesus as an expression. His name is not Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. In his name are all the power and authority that we need to defeat the devil and to go before God in his name. So we shouldn't use it carelessly as an expression. Now, another advantage is that we have the same challenges as Jesus had. Jesus said that while we are on this earth, we will experience tribulation. So how is that better for us? Well, in John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Because he," meaning Jesus himself, "in his humanity, has suffered in being tempted, he is able to help and provide immediate assistance to those who are being tempted and exposed to suffering." What Jesus went through is more than we will ever go through. So even with the troubles that we go through, the challenges that we face, Jesus can help us. Another advantage of being like Jesus is that we will have the same reward. Jesus said in John 17, verse 23, that the Father loves us as much as he loves him. Therefore, if we obey God and do what he wants us to, when we stand before him in judgment, we too will hear the words that Jesus used in a parable in Matthew chapter 25, which say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." One more advantage of being like Jesus is we have the same destination as he does. Jesus said in John 14, verses 2 through 3, he said, "I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that, where I am, there you may be also." We have the same destination as Jesus, eternity with God. We are all created like God, but we have our own characteristics. Yet, even with our own characteristics, we are like God. If the body of Christ and even the world would just realize that, although we may be different in the natural, all of us share a similarity in our spirit that makes us all alike. This similarity is God, our Creator, who made us all and wants to indwell our hearts so that we can grow to be more like him and go to live with him forever when our life on this earth is done. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says that as we continue looking at the glory of the Lord, as one looks in a mirror, over time we are changed into the same image that we see. As we steadily look at God, we will keep growing into the image that he had in his heart when he created us, both now and into eternity. We will all become like him and become like each other also. We will still hold true to who we are as individuals, but we will become one together in perfect harmony. In the book of Revelation, it tells us of those in heaven who worship God in unity. They speak as one voice, although they will retain who they are uniquely. Only the Lord can do this. He sent his Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and all were united as one in purpose and in worship of the Lord. We can encourage each other to seek the Lord and become more like him through daily worship of and fellowship with God. Encouraging each other in the Lord helps us all become more like him and draws each of us closer together. We may all be different, but we can be like each other in that we will have the same Spirit of the Lord inside of us who will help us to love God and others in the way that we should. Yes, we are different, but we can be like God and others also. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that if anyone has struggled with this in their heart, I pray that you will reveal it to them through this message. I pray that they will see how that we are different, but yet we are all the same because of you. You, Lord, bring us together. You, Lord, made us unique. And only you, Lord, can handle this complexity of both of these. Lord, we thank you for making us unique and making us one. Lord, we thank you that even though we are not like you exactly, you still want us to be with you forever so that we can learn of you and become more like you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity to spend eternity with you, but we also pray that you will help us now to become more like you. Even though we're different from each other and sometimes different from you, you forgive us, Lord, and we pray that you will help us to love like you and be like you. In Jesus' name, amen.